started in the minute for real. Let me know something in the comment section. Let me know y'all in here. Let me know y'all in here. Yes. Yes. Let me know y'all in here. Let me know y'all in here. Yeah. Let me know y'all in here. Yes. Yeah. Let me know some. Let me know some. Let me know. Yes. Probably about a few more minutes. I'ma try to let about 10 people get in here. At least five to ten people. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Couple more minutes, we gonna get started, y'all. Yeah. RB Sensei. Caliente. Permanente. I ain't going gently on these hoes. Yeah, about to get started in a minute, y'all. Hit that like button. Hit that like button. Hit that like button. Alright, let's do it. I'm about ready. Let's get it. Second countdown. Let's get it.
Misconceptions about the fact, like, oh, a man providing for a woman is unrealistic, whatever. But why is it never unrealistic when a single mother is providing for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 children, and that is okay and that is normal, and she should be able to take care of that financially?
Well, let's be honest. Let's be all the way honest. If she got 4, 5, 6, 7 kids, she's getting some type of government assistance. She probably work at McDonald's. Her rent is probably $6.32. So that's why it's realistic. So even when she don't got a man in the house, men are still paying for her lifestyle through taxes. See, women don't think deeper into things. You really think women with 4 and 5 kids are taking care of them financially fully on their own, working at the call center? Seriously, working down at Walmart, you think she providing for all them kids with no government assistance? Stop it. Look, men making 50K can provide for their family. It's not going to be a lavish lifestyle. They're going to have a place to live. They're going to have clothes on their back, food in their mouths. And I said it before, I'll say it again. That's providing. If your family has somewhere to live, clothes and food, you're providing as a man. It ain't going to be designer. You know what I mean? You ain't going to live in probably the nicest neighborhood in the city, but you provide. But honestly, man, look, women aren't worth providing for. If I got a grown woman living in my house, she gonna be helping out with some bills. Point blank, fucking period.
But a man cannot provide for one single woman. Like, why are we babying men these days?
Wait, babying? You want to be provided for like a baby? You see the contradictions when they speak? That was a wrong choice of words. You know, after saying you want to be provided for like a child, and then got the nerve to say we babies.
People find it anti-feminist that a man is taking care of a woman, but I think it's anti-feminist that a woman is literally doing everything. Like, she has to take care of the children, of the home, she has to be a wife, cook, nanny, cleaner, everything, and then on top of that, she also has to work. Who is winning here? Men have so much advantage, even in the wage, like the money that they make, everything, and
No, look, who's winning? It's not about who's winning. The effinist movement is what effed y'all. Y'all didn't have to do all that before. All you had to do was take care of the house. Effinist is what set y'all up to have to try to do 20 things at once. What's up, Mystic? It wasn't men that set it up for it to be hard for y'all. All y'all had to do was suck D, wash dishes, and look after the young ones. And look, looking after three kids is a full-time job. But y'all complain about that. Y'all probably complained about that throughout history. Y'all gonna complain no matter what. I don't care. Even though taking care of three kids at home is hard and homeschooling the kids is hard, it's far from the hardest job out there. And it's not really anything to complain about. It's a luxury to be able to stay home and take care of your family and not be out there in the heat and in the cold. It's a luxury. Women need to realize that, man. So even if your man come home and don't help with nothing around the house and don't help with the kids and kick his dirty boots off on your clean floor, you should pick the boots up and clean up the floor with pleasure. Because he went out and bust his ass and did what he had to do for you to have the luxury to be at home with your loved ones. As hard as it may be.
You're gonna sit there and just watch me paying for a man.
She's pretending
What
like
up,
these
Bobby?
single mothers who take care of three children don't get child support from the fathers or financial support from the government. If she's going to make an argument, at the very least, she could include all of the facts.
She's an idiot.
What are your non-negotiables when it comes to dating? For me, if I don't know what the plan is for the date, at least the night before, I'm not coming. I don't care if that makes me sound entitled or whatever you want to call me. I'm a planner, and I like to know before I go to bed what my plan is for the next day.
Look, you're already being a bitch before we even go out on the first date. Like, if I saw this video before a date, I wouldn't take you out on a date. You're already being difficult. Why do it be difficult? Why do they think it's attractive to be difficult and annoying? See, when they're young and cute, men will put up with it. So they figure, well, look, I could just be whatever, act however, and guys are still going to try to holler. Look, that runs out. The goal should be to try to lock down a man while you're still young and cute. And while men aren't smart enough to know that you're not worth it long term. See, when they still think they're the prize, they can be difficult. Because what women don't understand when they're young and cute is, look, you're going to be more of a burden on a man's life than a pleasure. If an average Joe locked you down, you should feel blessed. If you only knew how the game gonna flip when those wrinkles start coming in, you would make it a lot easier to wife you up. Instead of all these rules and regulations, and I gotta know 3 days in advance, and I gotta know exactly what we're doing. If not, I'm not going, yada, 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 yada. All these bitches think they Cleopatra or something.
So if you haven't let me know, we will have to reschedule. I was meant to go on a date last night. Hadn't heard from the guy all week, which, by the way, is fine. I don't need to speak to someone all the time. But literally Friday came around, didn't know if I was seeing him. And he texted me like mid-morning, like, hey, are we still on for tonight? No, no, sorry, we're not. I made other plans. I appreciate people have busy weeks. They sort of take it day by day. But if you want to go on a date with me, you need to plan somewhere in advance and let me know what that plan is. That's my non-negotiable. What are your guys' thoughts? Do you agree? And what?
I don't think he gave a damn. I mean, you're just another chick. I mean, I can tell that he was probably a long stick Rick or a long John Ron based on the fact that she hadn't heard from him the whole week. The average Joe would have been trying to text, see what's up with her. The fact that, you know, he couldn't be bothered to even check to see if she was alive throughout the week lets me know he didn't give a damn that you said, no, I'm cool. See, they think they humbling Chad, but Chad don't give a fuck. Like, I wonder if she's going to tell the other side of the story where he just never messaged her back after that. He was completely unfazed.
What are your non-negotiables?
She says she's a planner and likes to know what she's doing the next day before she goes to bed. If she's such a good planner, why doesn't she plan the date herself?
She's useless!
Being attracted to men feels like a mental illness. Like, I can't tell the difference between my own mental illness and that kind of mental illness, you know?
They're lost!
Can someone please tell me what this is called? Right. When I start to talk to like somebody, okay, I look for any little thing so I can block them.
Oh, exactly. I always say this. Women go into dating looking for a reason to disqualify you. Like, they're looking, that like, they're trying to find anything. Your shoes, you know, a bad joke you made. Even a woman this quality is looking for a reason to disqualify you. Can you imagine? Like, I'm not trying to roast her, but I'm just saying, like, ma'am, you're a below average woman and you're trying to find every reason. Look, I think maybe with a woman like this, it's a defense mechanism. If I find, you know, a reason to reject him, he can't reject me for being fugly. So let me try to just act like I was the one that dismissed him. But yeah, it's crazy. The other woman that came on before her, she said it's like a mental illness to be attracted to men. Look, they're not attracted to men. I said this before. Generally speaking, women aren't attracted to men. If they're only attracted to the top 10% movie star looking dude, then that means generally they're not attracted to men. If I said I'm only attracted to supermodels, then it would be fair to say, well, you're not really attracted to women. If you're only willing to, you know, not willing to mess with supermodels, but I'm saying if you're only getting the tingles for the top, and you know, ain't really paying attention to the other 90%, it's safe to say you're not a fan of that group. You know what I mean? If somebody said they not into 90% of foods, you'd be like, well, you ain't really a food guy. You ain't really a foodie.
So, like, you know, if they don't reply for like a day, I'll be like, bye, blocked. Even if I like them, it's just like, it makes me really feel relieved when I get to press that block button, do you know what I mean? And I know I over-exaggerate these small things, but it's like, I'm looking for it. And I feel a lot of, like, relief when I've done it. But obviously that's not going to get me very far. That's not going to get me into a relationship, is it, girls?
No.
I'm going to be single forever at this point. But what is it called? Why do I do that? Is there any therapists on here? Because I need to get to the bottom of it, but fucking therapy in London is, like, £8 an hour, and I'd rather not.
I mean, yeah, these women can't afford therapy. Oh, my goodness. They need to just make it free, man. This next 20 years is about to be rough. Man, can you imagine the mental illness that we're going to witness, specifically in women, over the next 2 decades? I don't want to be on this planet anymore. All these single crazy women that are about to be out and about, ringing your food up, taking care of you in the hospital. Yikes. Can you imagine? This is going to be so bad.
If anyone could tell me, and then I can look into it, and then I can work on it. Do you know what I mean? Thank you very much.
Other than the fact modern women are single, because men don't want to commit to them any longer. The second reason why they're single is because they reject decent men for insignificant reasons.
Facts.
I got it.
Okay, I'm gonna assume this was a skit. The things they do for internet attention. Let's go to the next video. Yeah, I heard it's getting crazy in some other places around the world. You know, probably coming soon to the good old US of A. Especially if you know who become president. But I said president, I hope the stream don't get, you know, cut off. Yeah, it's about to get real sketchy for, you know, RP content creators. Because they're going to try to block any type of conservative thought until they, you know, secure the win for the crats. So I know all my content getting suppressed. And if the orange man wins, they probably just going to shut my channel all the way down.
Wealthy friend, one of my wealthy friends, he said, I pay for everything in this house and my wife does not pay for anything and hasn't worked in 15 years. I pay for obedience. This is real. And loyalty. That's the only, I'm paying for obedience and loyalty.
Get me out of this contract.
But right. But that's the reality though.
Like, this is not death row.
They're married. Yes.
I need out.
Well, why do a man gotta pay for you to be a decent human being? And that's really what it is. You gotta pay these degenerates to just be decent humans. And then even then, they're like, I want out. You're literally paying for their whole lifestyle just to be decent human beings. And they think that's a bad deal. That's crazy.
But you can't. But the thing is, the thing is, when you got two Rolls Royces in your house,
I don't give a damn.
I'm not saying everybody's different.
I got two Hondas.
But when you got two Rolls Royces in your house and $2 million crib, and you getting to live certain lifestyles, you got to understand what come with it. So
they literally want a man to be rich, pay for their lifestyle, you know, blank checks, all that. Without giving anything in return. They feel like it's a bad deal if they have to give anything back for that. They want $1 million for free. And then if you even ask them to make you a, you know, cheese sandwich, they gonna get pissed off. I ain't your mama. You gave her $1 million this month, but I ain't your mama. I can't make you a cheese sandwich. Like, they just expose how disgusting they are. That they think that makes sense. Take care of me, but I get to do what I want, when I want, how I want. And you still better not try to tell me what to do or not.
So you can't get the same freedom if you're not paying to play. Now, you on a different Aaron the Renegade, you work, you do more than the average one that would be with somebody who's a millionaire. You feel what I'm saying? So that's also why you work. You work for your freedom in your relationship. Because What?
Sorry. She works because she's an independent.
Shut up. I'm so tired of that. What? I mean, it's true. Women work so they can have the freedom to be bad people. Like, women don't want... They want a man to pay all the bills, but they don't want him to control stuff. Like, you see what I'm saying? But it don't work like that. Life don't work like that. You know, whoever cutting the check runs shit. That's at work, that's at home, whatever. So they want to work in a relationship so they can do what they want to do and not have to submit. But it's like, just stay away from me then. If you're going to go through all them changes to not be a feminine, you know, woman, just stay away from me. Oh, my goodness.
For the freedom.
Can your girl go on a girls trip with no issue?
100%.
Absolutely.
That's
good.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a healthy relationship, though.
First of all, I feel like if you can't be an earner once your freedom is taken, where was your ambition to begin with?
What are you talking about? Wait.
Why does your ambition lie with your freedom?
For example, his skill is boxing or talent. Well, both, right? So that's something that doesn't need to necessarily go out and mingle. He just needs to work, perfect his craft, and then deliver when it's showtime, right? If there's somebody who's a networker and you're trying, let's say if you're an actor.
Let's just, the short blonde hair, it's just an automatic no. Like, with the other woman. I mean, you could just tell who these women are just by looking at them. Like, look at this woman right here. This woman is at least 30. I'm just going to be fair and say 30. The outfit, the glasses, you know, the whole hoop earrings, the stank look on her face, the bad makeup, you should just know, like, nah, I'm cool on her. The ashy, you know, knees. It's just like, nah, I'm good. I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. You already know how she gonna act, what her attitude's gonna be like. A lot of times you can judge a book by its cover. In this case, you could judge a book by its cover. I mean, she looks like a hooker. Does this look like the mother of your children? You know, somebody you introduced to mama? Hell no. This look like drama and headache for some average P, probably. But if you let her tell her, oh, my stuff is the bomb, no, it ain't.
You don't even get an acting job until you network. If you're a model, right? You don't even get a photo shoot until you network. Like those freelancing jobs, you have to have freedom. You know what I'm saying? Now, there's difference. Not everything, you know, requires the same things. But, yes?
I'm just saying, put your drink down before you spill it.
Oh, no.
I'm
going to
take the shot.
We're going to cheers to Edgar's win.
Cheers. Big garden win.
Cheers,
guys.
And
that is many more.
Going.
I got another question.
Like these. All right, go ahead.
I need one more question.
We're glad you're having a good time. Go ahead. Tell us.
Okay. Yeah, this is, I'm having fun.
That's good.
That's why you should have kept this. That's why
I was intense.
Right, look, this is a little bit too much. Another question for the girls.
I'm a woman.
For the woman.
Oh my God. You can't even chill and like have a good time. Another question for the girls. I'm a woman. Like they're combative even in like chill, we having to drink good time, you know, environments. We just got done cheers and you trying to check a man for I'm a woman. Like just chill. Can you? Man, this is crazy. Can you imagine when things ain't going good? This is how she act when stuff going good. And we have to kick back. But I already told you. I said you could judge a book by its cover. I can't, man. I don't understand how dudes date B-dubs. I don't know how you do it. Only toxic men are going to date the average B-dub. If you a decent man just trying to have some peace and live just a wholesome life, you can't mess with 95% of B-dubs. You just can't do it. You just can't fucking do it.
I identify.
My fault.
It's okay.
It's ma'am.
Relationship,
it's
right?
It's ma'am.
Threesomes mm-hmm. with your man. Mm-hmm. Would you allow it or no?
Nah.
That's trash.
Y'all already know my answer. Nah. I don't know. To be honest, I'm sort of open to anything.
She's also married.
I mean, she married, but she got half her head shaved. I wonder, I try not to go in on looks, but I'm not talking about her looks. I'm talking about things she can help, like her hairstyle. Like, do you think her husband liked this hairstyle? Like, serious. Like, what it looks like, I don't know. It just looked like poop on the top of your head, blonde poop with the shaved sides. Like, he can't like this hairdo. Oh my goodness.
Which makes it even better. But you got an understanding.
Why don't I count?
You better throw a four like this.
I'm not gonna cap.
She already gave her answer.
You gotta do this.
I would definitely. I like women.
I was about to say, Jada like bitches.
But wanna know something? Like, sometimes when you're in a relationship, the guy don't be really wanting to do it, to be honest.
I would say don't do it. I mean, if this is the woman that you're going to try to start a family with or something, this is like a serious relationship, it's a trap. She's going to be like, well, you looked at her longer than you looked at me, and you was hitting it longer with her than me. It's going to be bad. If you want to do the threesome thing, do it with just some hood rat or something, some chick you met at the club or something. Definitely not in relationships. I wouldn't advise it in relationships. That's just me. I guess y'all can let me know what you think in the comment section. But yeah, man. Oh. Bobby Dice said the guys in here are weak. I mean, I don't know if I'd say they weak, man. See, let's talk about this. You know, we live in a time where it's almost like most women are aggressive. They're combative. They ready to, you know, scream you down. They ready to check you about everything you say. And as a man, it's like, what do? Do you black out on them? You know, in public? That probably ain't going to work out for you. You try to check them, but they uncheckable, especially B-dubs. You could try to, you know, put some bass in your voice and be like, well, look, no, I called y'all girls. That's how I talk. If you don't like it, so be it. And then she's swinging on you and stuff while you're sitting down. It ain't worth it. So are men weak for not checking women? I could see where you're coming from. But at the same time, like, our hands are tied in America. Like, it's social suicide to check a woman. Like, let's say you in a social situation. You around family members or you around friends, you whatever, something like that. And a woman kind of talking slick. Even if you hint at, you know, some constructive criticism or trying to tell her about herself, the whole group turn on you. It's not worth it to go back and forth with these chicks, man. Like, y'all can let me know in the comments. Like, just walk away or leave or something. I mean, I'm not saying you can't take up for yourself, but it's a tricky situation. It can be a thin line because you got to consider so many different things. Like, how's this going to affect me socially? Like, is some motherfuckers going to start jumping on my back because they heard me raising my voice at a woman? It get tricky. So I'm not going to necessarily say these guys are weak. No, I don't know if I can say that. And then the camera's on and all that. So, yeah, it get tricky.
Honest. It's like, I'm not going to lie. Like, okay. See, yeah, again, yeah. Like, I'm just on a different level, my nigga. I don't know, man.
Take a shot.
She said, I'm just on a different level, my nigga. Do not mess with a chick who say my nigga. That's what I'm saying. These women, they're masculine. They don't know how to be anything other than masculine. Even just the mannerisms, how she's swinging her hands and my nigga and twisting up her mouth. Like, no. No, no, no.
Go nowhere else. I'm just like, but I'm with this shit. Like, whatever. But
I just feel like if I'm emotionally attached to anybody in this threesome, it's not gonna happen.
But like, not a regular thing. She's it's kind of like, it's kind of, it's not a, I wouldn't want to be like, oh, every night, let's do it. Let's do this. You know what I'm saying? But if we're on a vacation and the vibe is right, I'm like, I love good vibes. And if it just happens, it just happens. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be like, why are you looking at that bitch? Like, you know, like,
women are all about vibes, never about substance and like building something like that matters, like a family. And it's just, it's all about the moment. It's all about the feeling in the moment. They're just constantly chasing the next exciting moment or the next cool vibe. It's just, yeah, man.
I like her too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's have a good time. We get one life, yo.
What about
rules,
you?
All this
what's
shit.
Your-
I think I'll be nervous, yo.
Yeah.
What up,
nervous? Yeah, I told you. Don't want her to
not
kill
nervous
you.
Is like, because just shit could go left, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going
like,
to need my medal soon because everything I say
out.
Be straight back.
Start bugging out something new.
I need my motherfucking medal.
Yeah. Like, if shit, we spoke about this before, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit's happening and she
and
turned to somebody else. She's like, she see me hitting all the chicks. She's like, what the nigga? What? You know what I'm saying? Stop. Fucking me up, man. Oh, fucking
now he's boxing.
You're not supposed to come with the other girl.
Yeah, that's another
supposedly
thing.
Well, first of all,
I mean, yeah, it's all these unspoken rules. You can't come with the other girl. You got to come with me. Like, oh, nah, see, nah. you don't know what to do. Where can I look? You know, what can I touch? What can I slap? What dirty talk can I talk? Am I in trouble? It ain't worth it. That's why I said it ain't worth it when it's with your girl. Threesomes with your girl is a trap, man. Just don't do it. What can I do? What can't I do? Should I close my eyes when I'm fucking the other girl? It's silly, man. Let's go to the next video. This is nonsense. I think we got some good content off that one, though. What do I want to go to next?
One, I hope.
Cute.
To the video.
Got it, Target. Oh, that's cute. Support Target. This is Yale.
Jeez. That's a joke, right? Really? It help me.
It says Yale. It's like some sort of Gen Z term.
YOLO? Oh my goodness.
This is a joke, right? Come on. We're joking. Someone help me with the satire, this word that you guys satire, right? Please help me it is.
It's like some...
Well, I mean, look. When you're a skinny Asian chick, you don't have to have a brain. I mean, they're supposed to be smart, right? You just never know on the internet if it's a joke, if she's just trying to get views. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if she's serious. Yale, YOLO, Yale. It's obviously Yale. But yeah, nobody cares. An Asian chick and some Daisy Dukes, nobody cares if she has anything interesting to say. Or if she even knows words. Typical butterfly tat, tramp tat. I wouldn't be surprised.
Sort of Gen Z term, but I don't know what it means. What y'all means, comment below how to use it in a sentence.
Girl, if this is not a joke, it's Yale, baby. It's Yale, the college, you know, the university. This is Yale. Yale University. I'm hoping this is not real. Really hoping.
Okay, I'm bored.
Since I started dating at the beginning of the summer, from me going up to them, I swear to God, I just went to Chipotle after the gym, immediately make eye contact with this guy. He was very good looking. I could tell that he was interested in me, and I could tell he was looking at me for a long time. When I walked in, he was checking out, so he should have been leaving. I go in line. He circled the block and went to use the bathroom, and I could see him in the reflection of the Chipotle like thing. I could see him looking at me from behind. I also was wearing gym shorts, so he might have just been looking at my ass. Anyway, he goes in the bathroom, and then he sits and waits for me to finish ordering, checking out. I walk right past him and start walking to my car. And the second I get in my car, he gets up and leaves and goes to his car. And I have a Tesla, so I had all my cameras on and saw him walking behind my car, like staring at me. Just come up and say something, bro.
Maybe he just wanted.
I mean, yeah, that's creepy. That's really creepy. But then look, you never know. Maybe he wasn't paying attention to her. She was definitely paying attention to him. She was watching his every move. He might have just been living his life, and it might have just been a coincidence that it looked like he was creeping, or he could have been creeping. But yeah, I don't know, man. Everything got to be a TikTok with these broads.
Nothing to do with you. Maybe he recognized you from TikTok and said, yeah, that's the girl I'm never gonna be near. It sounds similar with the other guys who you went and gave your phone number to. None of them really wanted it, but in the end they said, ah, sure, why not? Since you're asking nicely, I guess it's you instead of rubbing one out. You're always the one saying if he wanted to, he would. Well, if that's true, then this is gonna hurt a little. He didn't want it to.
It's this. The way that one of my exes used to be so jealous and intimidated when a man would hit on me but did not see women as a threat was so enraging, because I'm like, you know, I would leave you for a woman, right? That is an equal possibility,
right? And I don't even know where to start. So she's bi. So how many red flags did this guy ignore to get involved with this woman? Never get involved with bi women. Women are already a train wreck mentally, and now you don't even know what gender you want. Just no thanks. Yeah, you don't know if she's going to mess with a dude, if she's going to cheat on you with a chick. It's just too much, man. I don't think anybody meets a bi chick like, yeah, this is who I'm going to start a family with and introduce to mom. So look, how many red flags did he ignore? I'm going to let y'all count them up, and then I'm going to say how many I think. Are we buffering? Are we buffering? Okay, I think we back. So yeah, let's count the red flags, guys. I'm gonna wait 10 seconds and then y'all come up with a number and let me know in the comment section how many you think while I count them up in my head. Okay, the number that I have is 12. So I did the eyebrows, the snuffleupagus eyelashes, three nose rings. I counted those as 3. The big fake lips, 4. The tattoo on her chest, 5. And then she has 4 earrings in her ear. I counted all those. I don't know what else I counted, but yeah, this is ridiculous. Whatever bad happened to this dude messing with this chick, he deserved it. But I hope he learned his lesson, though.
He loved to say that I wasn't bi. he would just be like, but you're not really bi though. Those men are the problem.
Absolutely. The problem of what? Whose problem? What kind of problem? Don't know. Telling him all the time you're gonna leave him for a woman made him the problem, maybe? Well, did you? He never believed me. I'm bi. Well, maybe all your exes were men. My point is, you always told him you're gonna leave him for a woman. Did you? Because especially if you didn't and didn't stick to your words, it's not a problem. The problem is you seem to have made him feel so treasured and loved in their relationship, and for some reason he still stayed.
Genuinely, men will never cease to amaze me. So I was talking to this guy, right? I'd known him for, I think we'd both been clear that nothing was going to come of this. You know, it just wasn't going to be that for either of us. So that's fine. And then after the last time, he started to get really weird. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, obviously, maybe you do want to stop this, which is cool. Whatever. There was never any feelings involved.
I wonder what percentage of women have tattoos these days. Hey, okay, I'm going to tell y'all a story real quick. see, how can I say this without getting kicked off the tube? I was watching some adult films, right? And it was one of those sites where they have a really big catalog. So I was looking at the old stuff, you know, the classics. And then as I progressed, you know, through the pages and started to get towards the newer stuff, the tattoos just increased exponentially to the point where it was like every other chick on the website was tatted up. I'm like, oh my goodness, it's a sign of the times and all the mentally ill women we have now that they're empowered and left to their own devices. I just want to say this too real quick. Like, what good came from female empowerment? Seriously. Like, I don't think anything good came. I mean, maybe you could think of one or two things, but the bad definitely outweighed the good. Female empowerment is horrible for society. And I'm not saying that because I'm a bad man. I'm saying it because the stats back me up. Like, I don't know what the solution is. But yeah, don't ever date a woman with tattoos. I mean, one, you know, maybe she just had a drunk night one night with her friends and did something stupid and got a tattoo. But if it's more than one, it's a black flag. Period.
So I was just like, okay, like, what's going on? Why have you changed? What's happening? You're acting like a freak now. His response was, he basically thought that if he kept speaking to me, then I would catch feelings for him, or he was under the assumption that I was beginning to develop feelings for him. And I thought, that's really rich considering you've not actually done anything for me. But I just think, wow. You really, really think very highly of yourself, don't you?
And also, man, don't entertain these gray area situationship type things. These women aren't worth, look, they ain't worth the back and forth. They ain't worth what are we? Or, you know, I'm trying to get her to do this or I'm trying to get her to feel that. It ain't worth all that, man. It's either F buddies or we, you know, taking it serious. And if we F buddies, just call me at 7 on Friday and Saturdays so we can coordinate the F. And then I'll talk to you next Friday or Saturday. None of this getting your emotions involved with situationships. Keep it strictly like on a schedule. We hang out for 2 hours Friday and Saturday from 7 to 9. And I'll talk to you next Friday or Saturday. Forget a gray area.
You. And don't get me wrong, he was very attractive. And I did get along with him, but hell, you were never happy in my mind. But yeah, so we're back to not doing that because whatever.
Yeah, Bomber, you've been friends with benefits and now you're not. Oh well, what if. I know I'm only guessing here, but I bet something did happen that made him think you're gonna catch feelings or started to catch feelings. Being in a situationship or friends with benefits, whatever you want to call it.
Shout out Mr. T.
These days, that's pretty much the easiest kind of situation a guy could be in. He doesn't need to take you out to eat. He doesn't need to take you out on dates. He just calls you and you're there. He wasn't just gonna give that up if your behavior didn't change.
Hi, TikTok, please do your thing. I need some advice, girly to girly, or even guys, I need some advice about my boyfriend. So, my boyfriend has a friend who's a girl, and they're not girl, he's not, She's not his girl best friend. He's made it very clear I'm his girl best friend. But my boyfriend and I are long distance.
Oh my gosh, long distance boyfriend. You know this guy's a sexy beast. You know what I mean? You know, most guys got a hard time getting a bitch when they live around them, let alone a dude maintaining a bitch when he live in a different state. He live across the country and he got bitches on lock. Look, you know he top 1%. Look, long distance relationships aren't real relationships. I'm sorry. She's young, so I get it. You know, she don't know that yet. But it really be cringe when women in their 30s and 40s talking about, well, he don't got to live here. Like, you're cringe. You too old for that shit. But she'll learn. And then he's long distance and she talking about some other woman that's in his life. Yeah, just let it go, hon. These women waste their time with bullshit. You know, 100 years ago, she would have had 2 kids by now.
And this girl, she lives like quite far away from both of us as well. Anyway, he has brought up before that he wants to go up and visit her. And I'm always like, yeah, go for it. Like, I have guy friends. So I'm really not that, you know. But I've always made it very clear. She's always been kind of... I think she likes him.
Of course she does. Look, he's fucking her. Like, that's the advice. He's fucking her. But look, you're not innocent in this either because you said you got guy friends. That's another thing. Women who are cool with long-distance relationships, they cool with it so they can do their dirt too. They're usually scumbags too. But they're never going to get on TikTok and tell you that.
And this is just because she always makes it kind of like, oh, you know, we can stay and we can do sleepovers and like I have like this massive room we can stay up all night, movie nights and like...
Wait, what?
Yeah, you need to get yourself out of that.
All right, I got one more video I want to do. We got another 20 to 30 minutes left. And I wanted to go over... Where is that? Boom.
Enter and talk. All right. Also, if you don't want to go do that, you can send me an email. You send me an email at melimonaco1@gmail.com and I will send you the exact same link. So there's 2 ways. All right. She's here. So we're going to go. Girl, I hope you're ready. I'm coming to you. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay. Before we even get started, is it weave? Is it a real hair? Okay, the nails, they're not the ghettoest of nails I've seen, but you already know what I'm about to touch on first. The tatted up arms. But yeah, typical B-dub. Is that a nose ring? Look, I don't have high hopes. I'll just tell you that right now. She looks overweight, and I ain't knocking it. You know what I mean? I could deal with a little weight if she a better person than most of these thoughts. I could trade off. But I definitely don't got high hopes. She definitely in her 30s. Too old to be online looking for a man. On a dating show. A YouTube dating show. If she was a good catch, she wouldn't motherfucking be here. It's really that simple.
Good, how are you?
I'm good. You're pretty.
Thank you. You're pretty too.
Thank you. I don't know. They were talking shit. I hope she's natural. I'm like, shut up. Like, they always got something to say.
It's okay. I don't know. People just, they always want to project, so.
That's what it is. All right. So, how was your day? It was good. Running around as usual, but it was good altogether. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, we need to get to know you a little more. Mm-hmm. So, what would you like us to know about you?
I'm a licensed cosmetologist. I love to travel. I love spending time with my family. I love just shopping.
The typical basic starter pack. Cosmetology. I like to travel. I like to shop. I mean, it's just, it's never anything interesting or original. Never. They never say, I like playing chess. I like hiking. It's always the stereotypical bullshit. They're literally clones. I like to travel. Grow the fuck up. That's not like a thing. I mean, people travel sometimes, but it's not like a lifestyle. Just grow up. You're in your 30s. That's something that sounds like flexy when you're 22.
Exploring things. Just like having fun, you know? I like to be alone a lot, too. Like, I love, like, my peace and quiet, you know?
That's a red flag. Like, when a woman, okay, you on here looking for a man, but you like to be alone a lot. Well, keep your ass alone, then. No man want to deal with that. You know, he get off work, he want to go see his lady. No, I need my alone time right now. That's a huge, huge, huge red flag. And then, like, if y'all get in an argument or disagreement, she want to just, like, leave or lock herself in the room. I just want to be alone, like, all the time. Like, no. Stay alone, then.
Yeah. Okay. How long you been single?
I've been single for, like, a year.
Yeah, okay, because, you know, when you stay single for too long, then it's like you get used to be by yourself, and you're like, ah, I'm cool, you know?
Oh, yeah, but see, yeah. I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm still kind of like that, though, because I feel...
See? So, yeah, you don't need to be looking for a man. Why are you coming on here looking to waste a man's time? And see, that's another thing, man. Yeah, when they single for too long, they get stuck in their ways. They don't want to compromise. Well, really, they stuck in their ways anyway. 30 plus, she's stuck in her ways, and she got all that baggage and damage from all the other past failed relationships. It just ain't worth it to date women in this age bracket. Well, you know what? Maybe she's perfect for what a guy should do with her. Since she like her a long time, cool. Hit me up on Fridays and Saturdays, you know, from 7 to 9. And then you can go back to having your alone time. I'll call you next Friday or Saturday. So, yeah, she's perfect for just the live-out fling. That's all these women are good for after they're past their wall, after 25, after they hit the mental wall. They're just good for live-out girlfriend at best, but 9 times out of 10, just a live-out fling at best. But just make sure you wrap it up, because these hoes are disgusting.
Leave quick if something's, like, not right.
You leave quick. Okay. Okay. All right, what else we need to know? Do you have any kids?
No, I don't have kids.
No. Did you say your age?
31.
31.
Okay. 30s.
What else? What do you do on your spare time besides shopping? What else do you like?
I travel. I hang out with my friends. We do fun stuff. You know, we go to dinner. We're like really big foodies.
We're really big foodies. I'm like every other chick. I'm like every other black chick in my age bracket right now. A bunch of ratchets at brunch and in Cancun twerking. I'm the typical bitch, basic bitch starter pack, you know. Oh my goodness.
Dinner, we take like classes, like lip gloss making classes and stuff. Like, I don't know, we just...
Oh, that's nice.
I love...
Yeah, like, man, listen. If you're gonna take a woman serious, she need to know, look, your friend, all that French, it's pretty much out. If you looking to build a life with a man, all that hanging out with your friends all the time is out. Every once in a blue, 3 times a year or something. It's just not realistic. I mean, I guess if you're not going to have kids, but it's just, no, they interfere with the relationship. When these women are a part of like cliques and stuff in their 30s, you're too old to still be in a clique. It's just, I don't know, man. It's something that turned me off about it. At a certain stage in life, your friends kind of have to change. I'm not saying you got to stop being friends with certain people, but as you evolve, certain people just don't mesh with your lifestyle anymore. If they still going to brunch and twerking in Cancun and you trying to live a wholesome life with a man and have kids, it just don't mix anymore. It's not that you don't like them anymore, but you evolve and you get new friends that have a family or new friends who do what you do now. That's like 19, 20-year-old stuff to be part of a little clique, the squad and all that. No, grow up. Let's grow up and be adults now. I don't know. Y'all can let me know if I'm tripping.
It's like quality time and like learning and exploring new things with people that I love. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like that. What else? What else we need to know? How long you've been doing... So wait, so you do hair, mm-hmm. right? Okay, you do hair. Because your makeup is nice. So I'm like, does she do makeup too?
I used to. Not anymore, though. So okay. I'm strictly just cosmetologist, like just hair now.
Okay, cool. I think that's it. If anything else we need to know about you?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. If someone asks a question that I can answer, but I don't think there's anything else really
that you can think of right now. Okay, yeah, no problem. All right, so like I said, you are single. Just double checking one more time.
Yes.
Right, okay. So we're going to try. Wait, okay, I have another question before that. How do you say your name? Because I don't know if I said it wrong.
It's pronounced Moriyama, but you can call me Mori for short. It's easier if you...
So it's like Mori, you said?
Mori.
Mori, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to try. You know, the accent be hard.
Everybody hit the like button. I got 23 people watching this right now. I should have 23 likes. I mean, it's free. It ain't nothing, you know, to take your fat ass finger and hit that like button, like my boy Sinful the P used to say. Take your fat ass finger and hit the like button.
Mori.
It's okay. Okay. You're doing it.
Thank you. All right. So we're going to try to find you the man of your dreams tonight.
So you got to help us in
this mission. So what are some of the characteristics you're looking for in your man?
Before she even say it, what kind of dude is on YouTube, you know, trying to get a woman on YouTube and on here kissing her butt, commenting, oh, you so cute and all that? Not the type of man most women respect, flat out.
I don't know. I feel like, so for me, I'm a very independent thinker.
Oh gosh.
So I feel like I need someone that's able to not read my mind, but
that's stupid.
I feel like I have to date someone that's an older sibling, if that makes sense. Because I'm an older sibling. So I don't think that I would match with a younger sibling.
You see the type of dumb shit they try to use to disqualify me? I need a man who's an older sibling. If he's a younger sibling, I can't do it. You're the bottom of the barrel. You don't need to worry about which sibling he is. And I'm an independent thinker. That's cool to be an independent thinker. But the point of a woman getting with a man is for her to get on his program. So if you're going to be combative, just stay single.
Well,
is that a thing? I don't know. I never thought about it.
No, I think it is a thing because I think older siblings, we're more independent and, we kind of just know, how to do things. And I feel like younger siblings, when you have, a younger sibling, a lot of times it's just, they don't really understand, you know?
Okay. I don't know because I'm the younger sibling and I'm the one who left the house first. And I'm here on my own.
I left first. Well, yes. I think when with men, not women. I think it's
With men. Okay.
Yeah, with men.
Okay. So you would prefer a man that is an older sibling. What else?
A man that doesn't have kids, preferably.
Real quick, is it more of a red flag that a woman doesn't have kids after 30, or is it more of a cool, she don't got kids? I mean, I guess if you're just looking for a fling, it's cool, she don't got kids. She could, you know, move around. When I want her to come over, she could just come over. She don't got to find a babysitter. So it's a plus if you're just looking for a fling, which that's what I would recommend with women like this. But if you were looking for something serious, I guess it would also be a plus because, okay, she don't got kids, so I can have kids with her and we could both be parents for the first time. But is it also kind of a red flag? Why haven't you had them by now? What have you been doing? Have you just been getting plucked? I don't know.
You said that doesn't or that does?
Doesn't have kids. And if he has kids, then I would prefer them to kind of already be older.
Okay. What's the age for you?
I feel already teenage age.
Teenagers.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll be right back, y'all. I'm going to let the video play, though. I'll be right back.
And older.
Tell me what I missed.
or out of the house. Yes. Yeah. So what's the youngest? Teenage, is it 13?
Yeah, 13, what? 12, turning 13, something like that. They on their way to high school almost, so something like that.
Okay. What else? Tell me some mental characteristics that you want from your man.
For sure, just an independent thinker, someone that's mentally strong and smart, outgoing, because I can be very reserved. I'm not a super outgoing person. I have to be very comfortable to be really, really outgoing. So someone that is like kind of like the opposite of me that we can just, you know, like match. So yeah.
Okay, so the chat is already cracking jokes. She's going to be telling her man all day he should have known. I don't know. They're starting. Oops. She left us. She's probably getting a call. We'll see. She's coming back right now. Maybe. You guys, why are you saying she's an innocent freak? Do you know her? Can she tell us about her cooking character?
Hey, I'm back. Everybody hit the like button, donate, get them donations up. Links in the description. Hit the Cash App. You know what it is. Join the membership, is worth it. I'm doing something this weekend, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to do the exclusive live streams in the membership, but normally I'm going to be doing 2 to 3 exclusive live streams a week if you join the membership. $10 to stay on YouTube with it, or $5 on Patreon or Subscribestar. It's worth it. Ad-free videos, over 70 exclusive videos you've never seen, access to videos one day early. It's worth it. Let's get back into it.
I'll ask her if she can cook. Where's she at? What happened? Or where is she located? She's in okay.
Is that all bro want? Just a chick that can cook? Like, he didn't hear all the other red flags. Some dudes, they got simple needs. They don't care if you cringe and, you know, got a bunch of red flags. As long as you can cook and you screwing them, hey, they cool. They got real low standards. Don't have low standards, guys.
I'm going to let her tell you because she moves around a lot. So I don't know where she lives, per se. So I'll let her tell you. You guys have all the questions. Can she crack pepper? What does it mean? Okay, guys, give her a second. She'll be back. Actually, let me DM her. Make sure she cool. Let me text her, actually.
Bobby Dice, thanks for filling me in. I think I'm late, but Bobby Dice said, RB, you missed two dumb bitches saying nothing. I figured that's what I missed. I figured I wouldn't miss nothing. That's why I could leave.
Oh, maybe she needs to log back on. Yeah, she's back. I think yes, she is.
I'm sorry, I had to Hey. Someone tried to call me.
So. No problem. Yeah, it would do that to you.
Sorry.
Oh, you're fine. Okay, so what were we saying? I don't know.
We were talking. Oh, someone said a joke about that. I will be telling the guy all day that he should have known.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you did say you want him to read your mind, kind of.
No. Not like read my mind. It's just like have an understanding. Like for me, I feel like I'm a very caring person. So if I see that something is wrong, or I can tell something's wrong with you, I will try to talk to you about it.
But we're not women. We don't sit and try to look at your face and see how you swung your arm. Is something wrong with Bae? She swung her arm funny. Bae, you good, Bae? That's not us. We don't think like that. See, that's the problem. Women want men to be women in certain ways. They want us to be masculine and stuff like that, but they want us to think how they think in certain instances. That's what they mean when they say emotionally intelligent. Be in tune with my emotions when I want you to be in tune with my emotions. It's bullshit.
Or...
okay.
With you, you know what I mean? So that's kind of what I mean. I don't want somebody to read my mind.
Yes,
I want
them
to try to understand me.
Okay.
Well, it's easy to understand you if you just communicate. I'm not trying to guess, and don't be sending me hints. Just communicate what you're thinking and what you're feeling. That sure would help. But they always say, oh, men don't know how to communicate. Women don't know how to fucking communicate. Look, I'm going to just flat out say it. Women are the reasons why most relationships don't work out, even when she is with a bad man. She's still the reason, the main reason why it don't work out. Because even if you were an abuser, alcoholic, look, you know on Saturday night, you got to pick up his drunk ass. And you know not to say X, Y, and Z to trigger him to, you know, abuse. So if you play your cards right, it can still work out. Okay, I know that sounds crazy. But no, seriously. Even in relationships where the man is objectively bad, the deal breaker or the reason why the relationship just couldn't work is usually going to be the woman. Because women bring out the worst in even bad men.
If a guy comes to you and tell you what's wrong and there is something wrong, do you tell or no?
If I'm not ready to talk about it right now, I just will let them know, like, I'm not ready to speak about it. Like, we can talk about it, like, later. Because I feel like I think that it's important to speak about things, like, when you're, like, calm and, you know. So.
Okay. For sure. All right. So, how old? How old? What's the youngest and what's the oldest that you would talk to?
I think the youngest I would talk to is, like, probably 29. But I really don't want a man younger than me. But the youngest I would do is 29. And I feel like the oldest I would talk to maybe is like 48.
Wow.
Okay. No. I
don't
know. Maybe. It's okay. So the thing is, I've never talked to a guy that old, like that much older. And I've never dated a guy that much older. But I think that because I'm getting older, I just kind of have to be a little realistic.
Facts. Yeah, she got that right. Because once you hit 30, yeah, the whole game change. The whole game change. It's like, yeah, you got to start going 48, 55 and stuff. Because you old now. For a woman, you an old woman, basically, at 30. Because men in their 30s and 40s, we really got it going on. They can date women in their 20s. 25 to 29, let's just say. Or even maybe 30. But they ain't going 31, 32, 33. I mean, maybe, but you got to be super fine, super fit. I don't think you make the cut. But yeah, only a man 20 years older is going to really see you like a prize after you hit a certain age. She got that part right.
You know, so.
So 48?
Maybe. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Oh, another thing I wanted to touch on. You see how she had to make it seem like it was iffy? Because women are always looking for validation, and they always got to make sure that the girls are going to approve of something before she can be comfortable saying it. See, but she an independent thinker. But you see how she was trying to get, you know, the girl in the white approval? Like she was ashamed to say 48? Because the sisterhood got to approve for them to feel comfortable with it. But they independent thinkers. It's very rare you're going to find a woman who's genuinely an independent thinker. Just like before she approve of whatever guy she meet, the sisterhood, her girls, gotta approve. And then when you meet the girlfriends, they gonna come for your neck. And you supposed to just roll with the punches and still want to be around them.
What else? How tall? How tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
Okay. How tall do you want your man to be?
Taller than me. That's it.
So 5'4"?
Like 5'5".
5'5". Okay.
Yeah, taller. You know, but I love tall guys, but I'm open. I'm not like I don't bone date like a short guy or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. How much money does he need to make?
I feel like I want him to make similar or more than me. So I feel like at least like $180,000.
Oh my gosh. I don't think she make $180,000, but that is an oddly specific number. 180? I don't. Do y'all think this woman make 180 doing hair? She must be the top, you know, hairstylist in the city. 180. Oh my God, where do they get these numbers? 180, ma'am. You don't qualify for 180. See, that's probably how much the dude who she had a fling with made. No man who ever made over 100 took you serious. This is stupid, man. 180. You ain't skinny enough for 180. I mean, you kind of cute, but you just basic. You just like every other chick. Nothing you have said so far qualify you for a serious relationship with a man that make 180. You're past the wall, you're overweight, and you had to come on YouTube to find a man. A man who make 40K would be a blessing. If you want him to, you know, be the man in the house, then deposit your money into his account and let him run it. 180.
200,000 somewhere. 180, six figures, something like that.
Whoa, wait. First it was 180, then it was six figures. See, they just be saying 180, six figures. I don't know, something like that. They don't know. She don't fucking know.
Wow. You don't think that's going to be difficult?
It might, but I mean, there's been out there, so.
You said 180?
Six figures, somewhere there and higher.
I mean, six figures can be 100. You said 100.
Yeah, okay. But the thing is, I want it to be close to me.
You don't make
to
that.
Like what I make. So it's like being an entrepreneur. Like I like to do things. So I want a person that like is able to do those things with me.
180 with no kids. Like, that's what I'm saying, man. They want to look. They want to be able to brag to their friends. If you don't got kids, what do y'all need all that money for? Let's just hypothetically say you make 180, he make 180. It ain't that many trips in the world. What the fuck is all that money for? Just go to sleep with your money. You obviously value money more than you value a man.
Because I'm a person, I'm a gift giver. I'm a loving person, so I like to spoil my partner, and I want my partner to be able to do the things that, you know?
She made 180, but her, you know, idea of spoiling is probably buying you a belt. Not even a Louis belt, just a belt from Walmart and a tie. But she make 180, but she wants you to take her to Dubai. She gonna buy you a tie, but she wanna go to Dubai. Look, I don't even want to hear no more of this shit. I'm pissed off. Hey, look, I'll holler at y'all next week. Hit the like button, join the membership, send donations in. You know the deal. Tune in tomorrow for another regular episode of Modern Dating Cure, where I get into more ridiculous nonsense. I'm glad y'all stopped in. You know what I mean? Kicked it with RB. I hope the next time you hear from me, we both better than we are today. Let's see if I can, you know, transition out smooth.